Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Playoffs, Nick. Let's go. Let's go.
What's up, everybody? Yeah, it's awesome. We got a super wild card weekend, lots of great games. I got to tell you guys, as a Giants fan, was very jealous that I didn't get the moment with Eli Manning at the end of Eli's career that you guys got with Ben Roethlisberger, and obviously still got a game coming up this weekend, but that was masterpiece theater, man, watching the end of that game, Ben the old gunslinger, and then leading up to the drama on Sunday night. That's pretty exceptional stuff. I know the Steelers have got a lot of success in their history, obviously. That's a great fan moment. I was actually jealous as a sports fan watching that play out. I know it was anxiety filled on Sunday night, but man, like, what an ending, and hopefully the Steelers keep it rolling on Sunday night. I know we'll talk about that game, guys.
Did you think a tie was going to happen once it got to that point deep in overtime?
Oh, once like the Raiders get the ball back there on that final drive, I am thinking 100% a tie. And then I really think the Raiders would have played the clock out if Staley didn't call that timeout. And like, that's not me trying to like litigate, you know, the Staley call, like should have, shouldn't have done it. I understand why he did it, just trying to like get his run defense out there to prevent the field goal. And then of course they give up the 10-yarder, but I did think it was going to end in a tie. I would imagine that a lot of Steelers fans out there did it well. And that was one of those where, you know, it's like perfect storm where everything that needed to go wrong to get you to that point did go wrong, right? In regulation with 2 points either happening or not happening, like the scoring working out the way that it did, and then literally at the death rescued at the end by that field goal. So that was pretty exceptional, man. Like a really, really, really great, like dramatic final close to the season.
Are you buying Mike Tomlin's I dozed off story, or do you think he just didn't want to address questions of whether he would have done the same thing?
What do you think?
Yeah, I know. I said that. It is a great press conference tactic.
Yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, or he could have been like Joe Judge and talked for 11 minutes and lied a bunch of times. Right? But yeah, of course, Tomlin was watching. I mean, dozed off.
Tell me about the mirrors and the tissues, Nick. No, yeah, I'm sorry. We only have a 15-minute segment here. I'm sorry.
Yes.
All right, let's get to the games, I guess. How do you want to do this? You want to go in sequential order? You tell me.
Yeah, we could do that if you guys want, or we could start with the Steelers. Really up to you guys. I got takes on all the games.
All right, let's hit it. Sequential order. Go. Saturday's first game.
Okay, so Raiders and Bengals. I actually felt, betting-wise, this is my favorite bet of the week. The number is gone. I actually still think it's an okay bet to make, but there is a big difference, obviously, like between 5.5 and 6. For people that will hear that and be like, oh, well, how could there be a big difference? It's a half a point. With the extra point moved back, like over the last however many years that's been, 6 has emerged as one of like the key numbers in the NFL. It is not on the same level as like 3 or 7. And for people out there that are kind of like uninitiated with this, like a field goal is 3 points, a touchdown is 7. Like games land with 3 and 7 points margins more often than any other numbers. 5 is a dead number. Like it can land 5, but like it does not happen statistically very often. It lands 6 a good amount of the time. So there's actually like a massive difference between 5.5 and 6 if you're betting an underdog. Like, you want to capture 6. So if you bet the Raiders and they lose by 6, you push your bet. Or it was 6.5 on Monday, they lose by 6, you win your bet. As opposed to you bet 5.5, they lose by 6, and you lose. I actually still think the bet's okay. I definitely think the Raiders can keep this game close. You know, T. Higgins right now, Cincinnati's like one of their alpha receivers along with Jamar Chase. Not 100% healthy right now. But even if he is, I like the matchup of Raiders defensive line with Crosby and company going up against this Bengals offensive line. Now, I also think Cincy's defensive line can affect Derek Carr and company a little bit. But the Raiders have got that mojo working right now, right? And I don't necessarily trust. It's not a Burrow thing. Burrow's great. I don't know that I trust Zach Taylor in a spot like this where the Bengals not only need to win you your bet, but need to win by margin and a pretty significant margin here. So you'll hear people say this week, like leading up to the game, oh, well, Joe Burrow and all the big games he's played, like he showed up and he's been aces. Like, duh. Like, they're 5.5-point favorites. Like, the market's expecting them to win the game. It's not that, like, it's an anti Joe Burrow take. Burrow's amazing. It's that I think the Raiders are pretty valuable here. So here's my recommendation if people haven't bet the game. And again, always listen to You Better You Bet earlier in the week because we gave out Raiders 6.5 literally on Monday. I would wait. You lose nothing if this number goes down to 5. Nothing. Like literally nothing. So you, if you wait and this number maybe goes back up to 6, then you have gained a lot. So wait. If you get the 6, that's a buy point for me on the Raiders. If we get the Saturday and the number is 5.5 and you want action on the game, I would never bet Cincinnati here. I would only bet Vegas. So Vegas or nothing, wait for the 6. If you have to bet 5.5 come Saturday, so be it.
Okay, the temperature in Buffalo Saturday night for the second game on Saturday, 2. It's supposed to be 5 below with the wind chill. Winds aren't going to be as crazy as they were for the first game between the Pats and the Bills in Buffalo, but it still strikes me that this is an opportunity maybe where Bill Belichick exploits the conditions, it knows how to do it, and Sean McDermott doesn't adjust.
Well, maybe. This is how I would look at the game right now, looking at the winds. This is basically a regular football game that's being played in, like, 0-degree temperature. Mm-hmm. This is not going to be like the Winter Wonderland snow globe game that these two teams played on Monday night, December 6th. The wind is not going to be bad in this game. Right now, it looks like 8 miles per hour. We're looking for, like, 15 to 20, and it was even more. There was, like, 30 in that Monday night game, where then it becomes a problem. But here's what I actually don't have a strong feeling on this game betting-wise, which sucks. I may put the Bills in some money-line parlays because I do think the Bills are likely to win the game. The Bills kind of figured out that Monday night game like 50 minutes into it and had the ball twice in the red zone with a chance to potentially win the game at the end. They came away with 0 points both times. And Josh Allen's arm is big enough, obviously, that he can sling it through the wind. And that was Buffalo's problem. They're coming out there running the ball, like mimicking the Patriots game plan. It's like, hey, Sean. Like, you got this strong-armed quarterback who literally did this in college every single week in Wyoming in these types of temperatures. Maybe you should throw the ball. And they obviously adjusted and did that and blew the Patriots out when they played on December 26th in Foxborough. If the number is going to be 4.5, the number is currently 4. It's Bills minus 4 right now at Bet Rivers. Total is 44. If the number is going to be 4... no bet. 4.5, I'm actually interested in the Patriots. I do think the Patriots can keep this game somewhat close. I do think that the Bills are very likely to win. I'm also interested in the total. The total is sitting at 44. The total closed 43.5 when these two teams played in Foxborough again on the 26th of December. The Bills scored into the 30s on their own. The game finished, I think, in the mid-50s. I think I'm actually interested in the over if the wind is not going to be bad coming up on Saturday night. Slight lean for me towards New England if the number is going to be 4.5. Not 4, has to be 4.5, but I do think the Bills are likely to win, so I think people can put like Bills in like a money line parlay, for instance, with Tampa or even Dallas. And I know we'll talk about that game as we move along as well.
Yeah, Philly at Tampa Bay. Is that number too big, Philly at Tampa Bay?
Yes, but also like I kind of understand why the number is what it is. And I actually think this is a fun exercise, right? To kind of ask yourself over the course of the week, is it more likely that this number goes down or up? Like, is this going to go up in favor of Tampa or down in favor of Philadelphia? Now, right now, it's Buccaneers minus 9 at Bet Rivers, but the juice is towards Philly. So maybe to come back down to 8.5. But what happens, right? Like, right when Tampa's players are all announced as going to be back. Like, they've got a couple players that have been out throughout the course of the last couple weeks with Shaq Barrett, Jason Pierre-Paul. We're both back at practice yesterday. You know, we'll see if they can get some other players back. Leonard Fournette, if Fournette's officially activated, and Fournette's going to play in this game like we expect. Maybe this number goes up. So I'm kind of waiting and holding out hope that I can get a 10 with the Philadelphia Eagles. If I don't, I may end up with a small wager on Philly at these numbers here. Also something to consider, that if you out there listening, if you like Tampa Bay in a teaser, right, getting Tampa down through 7-3, 8.5 is going to be the number you're looking for, right? So you can tease Tampa down 6 points, down to minus 2.5. That number is not there right now. It looks like it may come back at some point. And if it does, like, I would not wait if you like Tampa. Like, and I know no one out here is going to want to do that in your neck of the woods here, but to tease the Chiefs down to minus 6.5 under 7, or if there's another teaser option that you guys like, don't wait. If that 8.5 comes back, tease Tampa down to minus 2.5. For me, I have a slight lean towards the Eagles, but this is not a game that I feel exceptionally good about. But if I had to bet the game at the current number, I would bet Philadelphia. I do think that Philly will be able to run the ball a little bit in this game against Tampa Bay.
BetQL is giving props a free free-to-play contest. It started yesterday, runs throughout the NFL postseason. It's easy. Each playoff round will post 10 prop bets. The person who gets the most correct each week wins $2,000. Nick Costas talking with us about that and everything else. Fan Hotline brought to you by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. Frisco at Dallas, it's about a field goal. Is San Francisco's quarterback play good enough in this game?
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have to do much. That's the thing, right? Garoppolo, mm-hmm. He throws the ball over the middle of the field to guys that are stellar after the catch with Ayuk and Debo, who might be the best pure football player in the league, and George Kittle. So, I mean, I don't even think Garoppolo has to be great, given, the scheme that Kyle Shanahan and Mike McDaniel employ. But I like Dallas in this game. Now, the number that I'm looking for here is 3. So, at Bet Rivers right now, and, it can be different at different sports books, it's basically, 3.25. What I mean by that is it's, somewhere in between with juice, 3 and 3.5. And if you're someone out there that doesn't bet a ton of money on games, you're betting recreationally, this sort of thing doesn't necessarily matter. You're looking for a 3 on Dallas is basically the point of this, right? Dallas minus 3 is the number I'm looking for. I feel like this should be Dallas minus 4. And I know it doesn't seem like there's a huge difference between 3 and 4, but again, think about what I said at the top of the interview. There's a massive difference between those two bets. So Dallas minus 3. It's a bet that I'm very interested in. Just handicapping this game. Dallas definitely has the better quarterback regardless of scheme. Dallas definitely has the better defense as well. No question about it here. And I think the Niners are getting a lot of credit and a lot of people. San Francisco, it's a tough draw for the Niners. These are two really good teams. A rivalry renewed. Maybe the best rivalry in the 1990s in pro football between these two teams. I'm going to lay the 3 with Dallas, not 3.5. Dallas minus 3 along with the Raiders. And I actually really like the Sunday night game as well. Some bets that I actually really like for Wild Card weekend.
All right, give us 30, 45 seconds, real quick take on the Monday night game, and then we want to hear in full form what you think of Steelers Chiefs.
Yeah, I like the Cardinals in the Monday night game. It's a really interesting betting market. If the number is going to be 4, 4.5, I'm going to bet Arizona. I think maybe wait to see if a 4.5 pops so you can capture 4, but I think 4 is fair on Arizona here. I think the Rams should be closer to 3. I think you could talk me into 3. Maybe even the Rams should be minus 2.5. Two ultra-conservative wussy head, chicken bleep head coaches, I think favors the underdog here, so I'll be on the Arizona Cardinals plus the points on Monday night.
And of course, Steelers Chiefs.
I bet the Steelers a couple weeks ago in Arrowhead. I think I came on with you guys. The number was 10. I said I thought it should be 8.5. They lost 36-10. So now we've got an adjustment up, almost 3 points here from the number that we saw a couple weeks ago. If the number is going to be 13, at 12.5, I don't know if I'm going to pull the trigger. My guess is that this is going to hit 13. The juice is towards Kansas City, meaning it's likely that this goes up to 13. I'm going to bet the Steelers, guys. And I'm actually going to give a couple reasons why I think the Steelers can actually keep this game close. Obviously, you've got Tomlin, an unbelievable head coach, especially in spots like this. Backs against the wall. No one believes in us here. Got blown out a couple weeks. The Steelers are not going to come out and lay down in this game. I love what I heard from Ben Roethlisberger yesterday. We're the worst team in the playoffs. We're just going to go out there and have fun. And also, this is not... The Chiefs could win the Super Bowl, right? That's possible. But this is not the Chiefs team from the last couple years, right, that went to and won the Super Bowl and then lost last year against Tampa Bay. We have seen them many times this year, including last weekend against Denver, play with their food a little bit, turn the football over uncharacteristically. Why can't that happen again? Why can't Mahomes go out there and throw 3 interceptions on tipped balls? Why can't these things happen? Why can't the Steelers keep this game somewhat close? I'm not saying that I think they're going to win. 12.5, I don't think I would make the bet. If this hits 13, guys, I'm actually going to bet the Steelers. I would never bet Kansas City at these numbers. That doesn't mean they can or won't win the game 36-10 again. Of course they could. Just that, for me, this number's way out of range. And if you out there listening, if you're going to bet the Chiefs, just keep this in mind. It doesn't mean you can't win, but you are absolutely paying a tax to bet the Chiefs in this game. The blowout of a couple of weeks ago tax, this number is way inflated. Wait for a 13, or if you're a Steelers fan, just bet the 12.5. But if you're interested in making the best bet, wait for a 13. That's what I'm going to do. And let's ride together. Ben's final ride.
My man, Nick, as always, you're the greatest. Thank you so very much. Thanks for bringing that energy and that information. People in Western PA love it.
Appreciate it, guys. Wishing you guys and all the great listeners out there this weekend, Minimal Sweats winning against the absolute very best of luck. And hey, let's go Steelers, baby, on Sunday night.
There we go. Nick Costas, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costas. You heard him right there. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcast.
And the game day version of You Better You Bet live is we're gonna have on this Sunday at 10 o'clock.
Nice.
With Nick and his co-host Ken Barkley. So you get a little extra taste of Nick this Sunday, which is cool to get you prepped for all the games.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.